So let us pray. Eternal Father, we thank you this time around because you're a wonderful Father. Thank you for greatness. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for bringing us together to lay under thy feet and to seek thy face. Eternal Rock of Ages, I pray thee this afternoon, Lord, let it be less of me and more of you, so that the Church of God will be blessed and no one will remain the same. Let your glory come down from heaven and minister to us individually and collectively, so that at the end of this program, every soul will look back and return glory to your holy name. Thank you, eternal Father. For in Christ's name have I prayed. Amen. I want to thank God for the theme of this program. It is titled, the general theme is about the kingdom of God. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And it's Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Let's quickly go there. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. It says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If you look from verse 5 through 15, the pericope is about the kingdom. The will of God to be done on earth as it is in heaven. But the topic I want to bring out from that theme, from that of our theme, is obedience to divine order. Obedience to divine order. When we are talking about the will, it's just like using a polite word of inviting someone to do something. In a humble manner, you are inviting somebody to do something. Or of offering someone something. And the word obedience I'm going to use is complies with an order, or a request, or law, or submission to another's authority. Sometimes, if you want to understand the things of the Spirit, you try to look at it, look at your environment, look at the things around you. Maybe you can transform that one to understand the things of the Spirit, probably. I know one that when Jesus Christ and his disciples, they were on their missionary or evangelical campaign, and Jesus wanted them to understand his mind concerning their anxiety. He said, look up! They look up and they saw the birds flying. I told them, these birds, they have no credit card, they have no bank account, they have no balance, but Heavenly Father is caring for them. And Solomon, being the richest king, was not as honorable as this one of these birds. He was trying to tell them that, look, Heavenly Father cares for you. So he used the earthly things to explain the things of the kingdom for them so that they will understand it. When I was so young, so small, I know I'm young, but when I was so small, I asked my father one day, I was thinking of heaven. I looked at the clouds, and to me, that is heaven. And the priest had been talking about God. Then I asked my dad, what are the things are they doing in heaven? I was picturing God as a big man with a beard, with big staff, big stature. And I said, Dad, is that how God looks like in heaven? And he laughed. He said, God is not like that. Nobody I've ever seen God. He's just spirit. It's a spirit. And you know, when somebody happened to take you from another place, a certain place to another place, and say, okay, what we are doing in our country, I brought you from Ghana to this place, I brought you from Nigeria to this place, I brought you from Sierra Leone to this place, what we are doing there is what I want you to be doing here. How will you know what, how will you know the things they are doing in Sierra Leone or in Ghana or in Nigeria, unless you have been taught? How will you know if you have not been there to research and understand the things they are doing there? If you don't understand, you do a different thing. Heaven, the kingdom. I've heard about different people who, I will not say they claim, because when you use the word, somebody claim to be something, probably you are doubting the person, that person is not like that. So some people say that they've died, they passed away, and after some days, they came back. I've heard the story of three or four people, both black and white. And one of our evangelists in those days back home, he died for 4 days and was placed in mortuary. That was not his story. And when he got up from mortuary on the fourth day, his voice was so low, I was the interpreter. When he speaks, I have to speak out so that people will hear what he was saying. Naturally, he died. But where I'm going is this. I've never heard from any of these people who died naturally and came back to life and gave the same story. This one will say he saw Jesus Christ sitting with his staff, and they open gate for him, that don't go there, if you go there you will not come back again. Another one will come and give a different story. Different, I don't know, maybe you have seen any, but out of 4 or 5 people I've known or heard of, no one has ever given the similar story about heaven. Then how can we know the will of God, the mind of God, and things to obey as believers? As God is expecting every one of us, both men and women, to do what? To abide by his rules and revelation. How do we know that? How do we justify ourselves in terms of heavenly rules? I don't look at the whole thing, that what God is asking from us is obedience. What God is expecting from every believer is to live above the world system. To live above the world system. Doing the will of God on earth is a prayer of possibility. God knows the kind of world we are. Horrible world. One day I was glancing through the Bible, and there is a person that said that there was a problem in heaven, and because of that problem, God put down death on earth. If those spirits of heaven cannot deal with him, if that guy was disturbing God, and God threw him on the planet Earth, and what can you and I do with him? You see? I closed my eyes and said, God, this man was troubling you. You who made heavens and the earth to be. And you cast him down on the planet Earth. Will you not deal with us? Will you not deal with us? And that is why we are who we are and where we are today. And when this one is doing his own things in his own way, he'll be looking at the next person that you are not of God, because you are not doing it, you are doing it. This is wonderful miracle church of God. This one is fire of God church of Jesus. The other one is water holy candle church of Jesus. And in our own style, you have to jump up 3 times, 4 times. And your own style, you have to stand like a tree. And if you don't do what I'm doing, you are not of God. If I don't stand the way you are standing, you are not holy. If you don't light candle on your candlestick, oh, you are not of the kingdom. The light that God will cast you into fire. Who is giving it of God? One day I was so concerned that these people who died and came back, why their stories are so different? And I told my wife that I heard that I died when I was small. She asked me a question. He said, what did you see in heaven? I said that they just told me that I died. I didn't know if I died because I was small. So I cannot say anything I saw in heaven. He said, come, you did not die. You did not die properly. You probably went into coma. Okay. I said that, but my brothers and other people told me that you are not there. You are arguing with me. But he said, I cannot say anything I saw in heaven. You see, if we want to know what God is asking us or doing his will, let us understand what Matthew, the gospel, will say in this passage. If you exegete it very well, and you allow the Spirit of God, it's not a matter of head knowledge. Okay? Bible is not a matter of head knowledge, or you get your master's or PhD. No. I love what one of the lecturers said in those days when we were in school. He said, Holy Spirit is the real author, real teacher. Listen to him. The one we are doing in school is just to pass out and get something. But it's real. Okay? Education is good. Okay? Okay. It's real. But what matters is the inflow of the Holy Ghost, greatest teacher. Yeah. For God's will to be carried out in this world, as they are doing in heaven, it demands our obedience to his word. Following the Lord Jesus Christ will make us to know and do God's will, according to John 14:15. John 14:15. Let's quickly go there, but if you get it before me, you can help me to do the reading. There's no crime in that. John is in the New Testament. Chapter 14:15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Do you know what is there? It is in Christ. We can see the kingdom. Where is the kingdom? Once you see Christ, you have seen the kingdom. Thomas did not know this. That is why he asked him that, show us the Father. We have been following you, show us the Father, and we shall be okay. Look at the years that have been with him. They are still expecting the Father. They never know the Father. But I thank God for Jesus. He said, look, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Which means that if you have seen the Father, you have already seen the King, the kingdom. You get the will of God from Jesus Christ, from the Bible, the Word of God. Everything has been perfected through the Word of God. The will of God is to obey him and to relegate the thoughts of the flesh. God wants us to abide by divine rules. God wants us to do it, to abide by divine rules. But do you know one thing? It is possible to abide by the human rules. Like our brother I met here when I came, he was analyzing some things, he was talking about the worship. How he made mention of how people do reference human beings more than God. And that is true. If God is telling you to sit down, and your general officer says you should stand up, because you don't see God face to face, you will stand up. Even though what we are doing in our church is not of God, but because that is what general superintendent, general overseer, senior pastor, bishop general, that is what he has established, even though it's contradicting the Bible, well, let us do it together. And we say we are for the kingdom. That's not true. Jesus Christ knew that it is not possible for the flesh and blood to obey the Bible. No. No matter how you pretend or you claim to, you can't do it. And that is why he committed the disciples. Keep praying that God's will should be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is through the Spirit of God. Flesh and blood cannot do it. Through prayer, we can be empowered to abide by heavenly rules. What are they doing there? What are they doing in heaven? Heaven is in Christ. One day, the real heaven will come down. Our salvation has not completed until we see him face to face. We are still on earth. What is the will to abide or to obey or to hearken with? 1 Thessalonians 4:3. He says, it is the God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality. God's will that you and I should be sanctified. Okay, which means that the hosts of heaven, they can't be around God's territory without holiness. You understand? So it's now open, very, very open. The will of God, what they are doing in heaven, they are singing, holy, holy, worshiping him because they are holy. In the same manner, God is requesting you and I to be holy. We don't play with sin and say we are in the kingdom, or we are doing the things of the kingdom. The key part of it is obedience to God's word. So be ye holy, for your heavenly Father is holy. If it is impossible for us to be holy, if it's difficult, it will not be in the Bible. It won't be in the Bible. Through God's grace, we can be holy. Through God's grace, through sufficient power of the Holy Ghost in us, we can be holy. It is possible to be holy. It is possible to avoid fornication and adultery. It is possible to avoid smoking, fighting, anger, jealousy, and the rest of them, things that are not of God. It is possible for us to do it, to avoid them. But flesh and blood cannot do it. If you depend on the flesh, you will fall. And when you fall, it will wake you up and say, you see yourself? And that's what happened to Samson. It wasn't God that told him to reveal the secret to Delilah. When the lady put Samson's head on her lap, she made him to sleep. She used woman's trick to get him to sleep. And the seven laws were taken out of his head. And he woke him up. Samson, Samson, they've come. He thought that the power was still there. If we depend on our power as a pastor, as a prophet, as general overseer, as national overseer, as a tremendous overseer, we will fall. But if we depend on the power of the Holy Ghost, we will make it through. Sanctification is very important. Holiness is very important. And sanctification means to set you apart. You are set apart. We are all created by God, but not everybody belongs to God. We are set apart as saints to continue in holiness and righteousness of God. Finally, my brethren, God's will must be followed by us. God's will must be lived and practicalized by us continuously. God needs our patience and appreciation all times. Holiness and righteousness and whatever that pertains to the kingdom, God needs it in our lives. We need to appreciate Him, not like the appreciation we give to GPS. When you put where you are going on GPS, you don't know the way you put it, but immediately you get there, the GPS says you've reached your destination. You've reached your destination. It keeps repeating. You say, get out from there. I don't need you again. That's not, you know, we don't appreciate the GPS. Immediately we get to where we are going to. We shouldn't do that to God. We are going to end up impressing Him in heaven. But let's prepare our heaven from heart. Let's prepare our heaven from heart. Whatever we are doing, you study the Bible, you may not follow the same protocol, but any protocol that is not of God, either in church level or individual family, an individual, but and you read it in the Bible and the Holy Spirit ministered to you, trash it. Trash it. The kingdom of God is at hand. Shall we rise up? As we go into prayer, we are going to do what Jesus Christ told disciples to do. What is that? Prayer. Prayer. Because prayer is a staff of authority to walk along with God. We are going to talk to God. Lord, let your spirit continue to dwell in me richly. We need to be loaded with the Spirit of God continuously. Lord, let your spirit, I'm limited, but you're unlimited in me. Yeah. Only God is not limited. Lord, let your spirit continue to dwell in me so that I'll be able to do your will. Your prayer. Father, we pray this afternoon, Lord Father, for your spirit to dwell in us. Continue to ask God to allow his spirit to dwell in you richly, because flesh and blood cannot please God. Flesh and blood cannot do the will of God. We need his presence in our life. We need the Spirit of the Lord to guide us through. Keep praying for the Spirit of the Lord to empower you. Yes, Lord Father, let your Spirit empower us to do your will continuously, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. You see this flesh, if you want to give everything to flesh, you won't do the will of God. Okay? The flesh will keep demanding for things. When we talk of flesh, the flesh is inside. Inside. What is flesh is inside us. If you want to please flesh, you won't do the will of God. As we are in God's presence now, flesh doesn't like it. Yeah. Flesh will like to know, like you to go to a Google house, to go to different places where you can be committing sins. That is the flesh. We are going to pray, Lord, deliver me from carnality. Deliver me from carnality. Anything that is not of yours, spirit of flesh, that drives people to hell, Lord, deliver me from it. Your prayer. Keep speaking to your God. Deliverance is of the Lord. Deliverance is of the Lord. He is able to deliver us if we humbly ask Him to deliver us. Because the kingdom is of Him.
Yes. So God deliver me from flesh. Paul apostle cried unto the Lord, so he will deliver me from this flesh. Keep praying and open your hearts unto him. In Jesus' name we are prayed. You know, we are running race. We are running that race. Competition? No? We are running race. And God is expecting everybody to do what? To get the medal at the end. I'm telling you, he doesn't want anybody to fail. He has given us everything. Knowledge, he has given us everything. He will not do anything again. As we are expecting his second coming, he's coming to take us home. We are going to pray, Lord, let me follow you to the end. My knowledge, my strength, my church, my ability, my doctrine cannot do it. But with your grace upon me, let me run this way to the end. Turn into prayer, please. Yere kapasinda. Lord, we are under your canopy this afternoon. We want to run this way to the end so as to reign with you eternally. That is yours true. In the name of Jesus. So it's in the name of Jesus. Your true Lord Father. Help us along this way to the end so as not to fall along the way. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Lord, help us to be kingdom minded individuals. Kingdom minded. Somebody was asking me a few days ago that why do we have problem in Christianity? He had the question 2 times. I was thinking of how to answer him, so as not to run down ourselves. I said the reason why we have problem in Christianity, like division. This one do his own in no way. The other one do his, and then this one will say I'm the best. The other one will say I'm the best, as if they have held meeting with God. I said the reason is this: that wicked man is on earth. Number one. Number two. If you're a custodian of some animals, if you have been to animal farm here, you will see that some animals, they cage them. They can't come out. But if anyone happens to come out from the cage, the owner will run after it. Come on, run after it. We are not of devil. That's why you run after the church. I said, but the church of God will remain firm as far as the blood of Christ is concerned. But the people of the world, devil has already grabbed them. And devil doesn't want the church to concentrate in evangelism. That's why it seems that we are not one. But I say, through the blood of Christ, we are one. We have different method of worship, different method of doctrine and this and that. But any doctrine that is not of the Bible, that should be taken away. We are going to pray. Let every one of us focus, both the church and individual, to focus on the kingdom before we pray the last prayer. Your prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are just praying for the grace to focus on the things of the kingdom. Kingdom minded individual, this is what we are praying for. Help us, Holy Spirit, to be kingdom minded in the name of Jesus Christ, to be mindful of the things of the Spirit, to be concerned about the things of the Spirit. So I'm not to give room for carnality or for the things of this world in the name of Jesus. God, that is yours truth. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let's pray for this ministry. Lord, let it continue to expand. Let it continue to build people for God's kingdom. Whatever it takes for this kingdom, for this ministry to be enlarged, let God do it. And let's pray for the for the pioneers, the community members, and those who are concerned about this, mean that the Lord should be strengthening them. This is your last prayer.
Your prayer.
Heavenly Father, we pray for the expansion of this ministry, spiritually, physically. Now let it be your will, O Lord, to expand the territory of this ministry and to make yourself known continuously. In the name of Jesus, strengthen the pioneers of the ministry. Of the executive members, let their life be strengthened. Keep encouraging them. Let your power dwell in them richly. May they not do anything of their own. Let them subject to the authority of heaven. In the name of Jesus. Keep thanking God for answering your prayer. Worshiping, reverencing, blessing for listening to us this afternoon. Thank you for his blessing in our midst. In Jesus' name we are praying. Our heavenly Lord, we thank you because you are kingdom maker. Thank you because of your love, you have called us into the kingdom, into the midst of reconciliation. Through Christ, we have been reconciled unto you, and we become the part of the kingdom. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for what you have suffered. Your suffering will never go in vain in our lives. Father, count us worthy in your kingdom in the name of Jesus. We pray for the grace to be holy. Grace to walk perfectly, grace not to obey the flesh, grace to eradicate and relegate anything of the world, every kind of thought, kind of idea. Father, let it rest upon us in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep blessing us individually and collectively. Let this ministry continue to move forward. All the executives and members of this ministry, let everyone continue to move forward in Jesus' name. Until you come, O Lord Father, let not the fire of the Holy Ghost be quenched in this ministry. Amen. Individual ministers and churches that are here, I pray the grace to be kingdom-minded, to see for the kingdom continuously, to talk of the kingdom, not of the things of this world. Let it go for our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' matchless name have I prayed.